Well, good evening, guys. Solitary man here tonight, but he still likes San Miguel. Now, I got a quite sad news item here, and I'll put the link down below. But this story may upset a few people, and I myself have seen quite a lot of different things, but this one got to me a little bit. So here's a picture of a father and son. The son is 6 years old, and you can see by the picture they have a connection with each other. But the femme the man was with, they both split up, and she got custody of the child, which is usually the case even if the femme is taking drugs or whatever. Of course, the femme has moved in or has got another man already. They always have satellites floating around, and they just grab the next one. But the femme was quite unstable, and apparently had mental issues. So the court took the son away from her into a foster care home. But then, not long after, they gave the boy back to her, with protests from the boy's father, warning them that it's not a very safe place for the little boy. The femme somehow got hold of a shotgun and looked online how to use it. She took the boy in the car and put him in a jump seat and took him out to a park area. And she shot the little boy 6 times with the shotgun. She was pulled over by the police because her back window had been smashed out, probably from the blast of the shotgun. And that's when they found the blood everywhere and the boy's body in the trunk. Of all the evidence against her, with all the blood on her that was the boy's blood too, and checking the Google searches she had done, she was offered a plea bargain of second-degree murder. But she refused that and wanted to go to court. Because she's a femme, she could probably think she could go to court and lie and deceive, maybe cry a few times and get away with it. Unfortunately, the jury didn't think so. It only took them 2 hours to find her guilty of first-degree murder. And now she would spend the rest of her life in jail with no chance of parole. This is a very sad story, and it must be very, very difficult for the father. Now, I'm just guessing here, but she probably couldn't bear the closeness that the little boy had with his father. She was probably jealous of it. And as all guys know, femmes can be very vindictive and spiteful. And when you mix mental illness in with that, it can be disastrous. This femme probably never will admit what she did. She's destroyed a man's life, and I don't think he'll ever recover, and took the life of a 6-year-old boy. Oh yeah, this femme carefully styled her hair for her mugshot. Such a sweet wee thing. If she had taken the plea deal, she would have been in jail for 40 years with the chance of parole. But hopefully, she'll never get out now for the rest of her life. Not very nice, I'm afraid, guys, but what do you guys think? We've all seen femmes scratch men's cars, damage stuff, be very vindictive and spiteful. And they're all got that trait. And some of them are in politics and in power. What happens when they get upset? Just a thought, guys. Hopefully my next news item won't be as sad as this one. As you know, it's my beer night, as it's Friday, and I'm probably going to need a few more tonight. Take it easy, guys.